Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where we play Northern Soul, mod beat, rare groove, and forgotten gems, spinning all on vinyl at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty.
Man, we started this week off with a bang. That was Jimmy Smith, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, on the Verve label from 1964. Now fasten your seatbelts because we've got an amazing show for you, and just when you thought it couldn't get any better.
Oh!
That was Little Eva, one of the only instances where she uses her full name, Little Eva Harris, with a surprising, yet it works, medley of Uptight, Everything's All Right, and Get Ready. A delicious homage to Motown, Stevie Wonder, and the Temptations. Before that, Simtek Simmons and Wiley Dixon, Sucking Soul Power on Toddlin' Town from 1968.
I saw her the ain't gonna wait too long.
Was Russell Bird, a.k.a. Burt Burns, doing his very best to sing his way through You'd Better from 1961. He was a great writer and producer, not a great singer, but he did put out a few records under the name Russell Bird and Burt Russell. This track would have come out on the Wand label in the U.S. before he started his own label, Shout. I played it for you on the Canadian Rio label. Before that, J.J. Barnes, She Ain't Ready on Ring, and started that set off with the VIPs, the original version of Flashback. The British beat band The Rockin' Berries had a minor hit with this track, but it was a cover of this Leroy Glover production that came out in 1964 on the Big Top label.
Ci sono pensieri, il tempo che va non sai ferma come l'amore. A vent'anni si è il re di tutto il mondo e negli occhi si ha soltanto cieli blu, tutti per te. È l'età dell'amore, l'età degli amici e dell'avventura, è il tempo d'amore che non scorderai per tutta la vita, perché il tempo d'amore ti sa portare in fondo al cuore la felicità. E un bel giorno così il cuore va più in fretta, sei felice perché è giunto fino a te il vero amore. È l'età dell'amore, l'età degli amici e dell'avventura, le ferite d'amore non durano che soltanto una sera. Non ci sono pensieri, il tempo che va non sai fermare come l'amore. Come l'amore, come l'amore.
You are listening to On Target on The Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
While the trees are sleeping, telling secrets to the earth below. Here's a secret that the trees don't know. Burning kisses in the early snow. This time long ago, there's a river full of last year's teardrops. Silver shadows hide among the treetops. Hear the laughter from another day. About a year away. Hear the voice that whispered I can't stay. This time long ago. What a time to stop and cry. Beauty all around, but I can only see the falling leaves that bring heartbreaking memories that I should not remember.
Taking a trip around the world and yet not going very far from home at all. Starting off with Françoise Hardy, who started her career off as an actress on French TV, but she very quickly became successful as an icon in the Yé Yé period in France and developed a very unique style. She sang mainly in French, but she also occasionally sang in English, German, and in this case, Italian. The track is called Lettre d'Amour, and it came out on the Vogue label. And I followed that with Françoise Hardy's husband, Jacques Dutronc. In many ways, the king and queen of French yé-yé, and parents to Thomas Dutronc, who is a jazz guitarist and musician in his own right. The track's called On nous cache tout, on nous dit rien. Came out in 1966 on the Vogue label. And bringing it really close to home, Winnipeg supergroup The Guess Who, with a track recorded in the UK during a trip that they did to promote their single His Girl, which entered the UK charts in 1967. But as soon as they got there, the song dropped off the charts, and they were unable to book shows or obtain work visas while in the UK, recorded a couple of tracks, and then had to return to Canada heavily in debt. They were hired as the house band for the CBC radio show The Swingers and the house band for CBC television program Let's Go, which, as fate would have it, was hosted by their former bandmate Chad Allen, who actually started the band as Chad Allen and the Reflections. All that to say, this song is their first step towards their change in sound from their grittier, garagey sound to their more popular 70s sound. And this song was not written by Randy Bachman, like most of their other stuff. It was actually written by Gary Langley and Jim Stewart of Stax Records. And in fact, writing credits aren't even on the label, which I played for you on Quality. We'll be right back.
about the way you get. I get a feeling in my heart of the same as it.
I know
that you won't be mine. Gonna stay right here.
Thank you.
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. The Marquette stirring up some soul on the Warner Brothers label. Before that, the Tams, Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy on ABC. And at the top of that stack, another corker by the OJs, Hold on the Minute label.
Pain. She couldn't really do her thing. figured I better split the scene. Right then, the lights went out. My girl hit me without a doubt. And that's why I'm in this bed with this ice bag on my head. Recuperating, oh yeah. Recuperating. Baby, you didn't have to hit me so hard. Oh, I feel so bad. Worst headache I ever had. Today, I gotta get well caught. She apologizes that the lick was so hard. She said, Lee, you got to cooperate. So hard, I say it again. You laugh at me so hard, baby. I was just dancing that song. Come to think of it, you hit me way high, and that's good. That's real good.
Yeah, but you're shaking that thing, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
Clutch with Lee Roberts doing a version of All Right Now, which was made very popular as a classic rock song by the band Free in 1970. This track was released in 1975, and what I like about it is it keeps the 1960s flavor of production, not the overproduced disco sound that was so popular at the time. This came out on the United Artists label, followed that with Lee Eldred, Recuperating, on the For the Archives label, and finished that set off with Janet and the Jays on William Mitchell's High label, Pleading for You, 1967. We'll be right back.
You are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Nobody else. If you leave me, I'll go crazy. If you leave me, I'll go crazy. Cause I love you, nobody else. You gotta live for yourself, yourself but nobody else. You gotta live for yourself, yourself but nobody else. If you leave me, I'll go crazy.
started off there with the Rolling Stones, a rare instrumental and an homage to Chess Records. Tracks called 2120 Michigan Avenue, which was Chess Records' address in Chicago. I play that on the Canadian London label. Followed that with The Untamed, I'll Go Crazy, an insanely popular session guitarist by the name of Jimmy Page playing guitar there on the Stateside label, and finished off with The Troggs, Gonna Make You on Fontana.
Just can't see to
So there's a couple of examples of what I was talking about earlier, the more produced 70s sound, which probably originated in Philadelphia. This particular sound has been dubbed the Philly sound. At the top there is the First Choice, a track called Love Freeze on the Philly Groove label from 1975, and then followed that with a band called the South Shore Commission, which started out their career as the Five Deutones, and then turned into the Exciters Band, and eventually the South Shore Commission. Tracks called Train Called Freedom, and it was written and produced by Bunny Sigler. And the flip side is literally the disco version. At least in this case, they gave us an option. That came out on the Wand label. I'm gonna leave you off with a little bit of jazz, some Ray Bryant Trio, an alternative take on Little Susie, which he put out several versions of this. This version is called Part 2, and the flip side is called Part 4. And I also have another version on another disc. This is from 1967. Would have come out on Signature Records in the US. I'm playing it for you on the Canadian Apex label.
This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Face Radio. Until next time, keep the faith.